campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. This is Scott Bertrand in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show, Friday, May 26, 2023. Here are three big things you need to know. One, expect that big travel surge for Memorial Day weekend. Nearly 43 million Americans headed out for the holiday. Gas is down a dollar or so from Memorial Day last year. Still high. Today, the biggest travel day of the weekend. AAA Michigan announcing a program to help keep impaired drivers off the road this weekend. The Tow to Go service will be available to both members and non-members of the Auto Club. Program will send a tow truck to take a vehicle and driver to a safe location within a 10-mile radius for free. And three, Indiana medical officials say the doctor who provided an abortion for a 10-year-old rape victim from Ohio violated state and federal patient privacy laws. The Indiana Medical Licensing Board found that Dr. Caitlin Bernard violated privacy laws when she spoke publicly about providing the abortion for the girl last summer. That's where we start hour three here on the program. Thanks so much for joining us. Scott Bertram is in for Steve Gruber here. I'll be here today. I am here today. And I'm in Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. Let's all take Monday off, if in fact we possibly can. This hour, we'll talk with the Michigan Chamber, talk with the Alliance Defending Freedom as well. And I'm Scott Bertram, as I said, here at Hillsdale College, and I serve as the general manager of the student radio station here on campus, helping students with their programs. And it's the award-winning radio station, the 2023 Michigan Association of Broadcasters College Audio Station of the Year. I also teach in the journalism department, host the radio-free Hillsdale Hour, heard on many of these fine radio stations over the weekend. This weekend, you'll find out about the new Hillsdale free online course on ancient Christianity. Brandon Weikert joins us. He's got a new book called Biohacked, China's Race to Control Life. And Stephen Naumann, a professor of German here at Hillsdale, takes us inside the study abroad program and why it's a good idea for students in the German studies to head overseas to learn for a while. All that coming up on this weekend's radio-free Hillsdale Hour, heard on many of these fine radio stations. There's also the Hillsdale College K-12 Classical Education Podcast. And by the way, you can find all of our audio at podcast.hillsdale.edu. It's podcast.hillsdale.edu. The debt ceiling negotiations continue. News from the Washington Post and elsewhere, New York Times, that deal may be closer after talks from last night. It's very funny yesterday to read this piece in Politico. Democrats to Biden, get off the bench in the debt limit fight. Democrats think that President Biden injecting himself more publicly in these negotiations would be profitable, would help them. I am not so sure about that at all. But Democrats think there is a void out there. Biden spoke Monday. He spoke a little bit yesterday as well. But Democrats think that that has allowed Republicans to define the debt ceiling debate on their terms. Also the fact, for months, and we'll hear this in a minute, for months, Karine Jean-Pierre, on behalf of the president, said there is no need for the president to engage. There is no need for the president to comment. There is no negotiation possible. We are not negotiating. This week, of course, she says, well, the president's been engaged on this for months. Play that soundbite in a minute. One House Democrat said, it's time to bring the president off the bench. No one's responding to anything. We have the Oval Office. I've never seen anything like this. Biden is set to be further out of the sight this weekend. He's leaving today for Camp David, then traveling to Delaware. Told Biden was planning to leave Washington for the weekend, one House Democrat expressed disbelief. Quote, please tell me that's not true, said the lawmaker. You're going to see a caucus that's so ticked off if he's stupid enough to do that. Biden's aides, according to this piece in Politico, have largely ignored the chorus of those calling for him to be more public. His minimal presence has been purposeful, according to an administration official granted anonymity to discuss strategy. Yes, keeping Joe Biden away from the media, preventing him from answering questions, preventing the media from asking him questions, that is a strategy. That is absolutely a strategy. Later on in the story, polling shows the public would blame Biden and Republicans in equal measure. Though I've seen that that's not the case either. I've seen more people would blame the president and Democrats if a debt ceiling limit deal is not done. A majority of Americans also support the idea of spending cuts as part of a compromise deal. And if that deal that has been floated is successful, this is where they come up a little short, because it doesn't say they want flat spending. They want spending cuts, and rearranging money from the IRS to domestic programs doesn't get you to a cut level necessarily. Biden officials bristling at the media coverage of the standoff, complaining outlets are failing to convey the seriousness of the crisis or fact-check Republicans on their claims. Yes, the media famously is reticent to fact-check Republicans. White House reporters tracking the talks acknowledged some of the criticisms were fair. I don't know why they would do that. Officials have closely guarded details of the talks, at least on the Democratic side. Let's hear this. Let's hear this soundbite. The RNC putting this together, the Republican National Committee. Karine Jean-Pierre this week saying, "Oh, the president's been engaged. This is a top priority for the president. He's talking. He wants a deal. He's a deal maker. He's bringing both sides together." You have months. This goes back months. All these different bites from different days, from different press conferences, of Karine Jean-Pierre saying, "No, we're not negotiating. We're not talking about it." This is again from the past few months from the White House press room.
We don't see any negotiation here. We don't see anything that needs to be discussed. It's pretty simple and it's pretty straightforward. We believe that Congress has a constitutional duty to get this done. The president's stance on negotiation stands, right, which is he does not believe, as it relates to the debt ceiling, that we should be negotiating. We've been very clear. We're not going to negotiate on the debt ceiling. He never came to the table to negotiate on the debt ceiling. That was not something that occurred. That is not something that's happening. We've been very clear. We're not negotiating around the debt ceiling. When you think about the debt limit, it is not negotiable. We should not be negotiating on the debt ceiling. There's no negotiation that we will be having. The debt ceiling, it should be done without negotiation. There should be no negotiation. It should be done without conditions. We should not have to negotiate on this. Look, we've been very clear. We're not going to negotiate. We're just not going to negotiate on that. As the president said yesterday, he's happy to meet with Speaker McCarthy, but not on whether or not the debt limit gets extended. That is not negotiable, and we have been very clear about this. The president said he's happy to meet with McCarthy, but not on whether or not the debt limit gets extended. That's not negotiable. He is not going to negotiate on the debt ceiling. Been very clear. That is not going to change. I mean, we've been very clear. There shouldn't be negotiations. This is not negotiable. We are not going to negotiate. There's no negotiating around the debt limit.
That goes back months and months from the White House press briefing room. Karine Jean-Pierre saying there are no negotiations. The president's not talking. President's not looking for a deal. There's nothing to talk about. And now as we approach the deadline, the words change. And, well, the president's been engaged for months. It's always been a top priority. That's not been the case, quite clearly. Talking with the Michigan Chamber. Coming up next, Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by a million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. welcome.
Every kid deserves a chance to feel safe, to have their own bed, to be loved and cared for. That's why I love my foster parents. They make me feel like part of the family.
Raise hope and foster dreams for one of 13,000 Michigan children in foster care. Visit michigan.gov/hopeforahome or call 855-MISH-KIDS. That's 855-MICH-KIDS. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.